Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Brown on the call on Mass and Dylan Beavers walk up. Before we get into all that, 410-583-1057. You won the two tickets to see Seether and Daughtry on October 12th at Pier 6. 410-583-1057. Win two tickets to see Seether and Daughtry. And as a bonus, you get to talk to Beltway Ben. So give us a call. Win those tickets. So Dylan Beavers walks it off. Then he walks out of the stadium in a Minions outfit. But a nice way to finish the home stretch of a very disappointing season.
Yeah, look, Dylan Beavers has been one of the real bright spots. And that was a game that, for most of it, looked like, you know, at least they weren't getting no hit through six or seven. But it didn't look like they were going to score many runs. And they got it going against Tampa's bullpen, and they get to go out on a high note and then make sure that they get on a team bus that's not parked underneath by the clubhouse like it normally would be, so that we could all see what they're going to wear.
Did we find out who was in the blow-up costume? Have we found that out yet?
I'm sure we will later today.
I'm sure somebody will get to the bottom. I do think, though, we need to talk about their handling of their first step of their offseason, which is these press conferences. And when you have an interim manager, it's not uncustomary at all, you know, for him, your general manager, to come and address the media at the end of the year and not have someone who doesn't have the title of full-time manager moving forward, whose whole role was to get you to the end of the season, right? You could have the GM and the team president speak to this robust coaching search that will certainly include this person.
Very robust.
And you could start to extol the merits of that person if it's an inside job and they're going to get it anyway. But you don't have to sit up there with them. Like, that immediately is going to make it a little bit awkward asking some of the questions that need to be asked. Like, this is why I call that just another reason why I call them what they are, a bogus Bush League organization run by people who have no business running a Major League Baseball operation. Really, you go across the board. You can, like, and Viv just alluded to some of it as well. There's questionable decisions in the business side, in marketing, in sales, in PR, and absolutely in baseball operations. And them doing it this way, to me, and I told everybody in this room this is what was going to happen.
Yes.
They have been doing this through their shills and the people they use in the media for weeks. They are setting the tone for what's going to be an inside job.
It's very odd, and I have the media availability up in front of me, that this press conference is happening at the warehouse noon on Monday. So way less than 24 hours prior, Tony Mantolino will meet with the media following the final regular season game against the Yankees. And then he's going to be at this press conference where, what, 90%, 95% of the questions are going to go to Mike Elias, who in this press release is listed Orioles president of baseball operations and general manager.
Yeah, so they finally acknowledged it officially.
It's the first time the team has acknowledged it. And you're right, Jason. He's going to get a ton of questions about the opening at manager, the opening at GM, his title change. Why was it not announced? And it is going to be awkward with the quote-unquote interim guy right next to him.
And if you're going to say, well, not everybody, the season ended in the Bronx, and not anybody gets to talk to him, even though it was only a three-game series and the guy was just here, obviously, yeah, for Minions Day yesterday. I mean, Minions Day just happened.
Minions
right?
Day did just happen.
Lord knows Manzo oversaw that.
He like, might have been in the blow-up.
So process. Even if you wanted to sell it that way, you could do it. You could do Manzolino at 10 and then do Elias at 10:30 or 11. Like, they're setting it up. And I don't want to give them too much credit. I don't want to give them any credit. They deserve no credit. Uh-huh. But you're setting it up almost like they're still a tandem. You're setting it up as if this is still the brain thrust of the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, the whole thing strikes me, as Viv was saying too, last segment, it's just super odd the way they're going about this. And I said to Bone earlier.
And where's the owner?
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's a good point.
He's got no, there's yes. no water no, guns that, to squirt people with point. At this one. There's no hats to throw at anybody, so he's not here. He's what you going to be doing, interviewing somebody on MSNBC? Is he going to be Davos, Switzerland? He's not going to be at the house he sold, though. He sold the $20 million ski chalet. He won't be there.
He sold the house. That. I did not know that.
He should be at the warehouse.
Yeah. It strikes me a little bit like when Harbs is at that draft presser and nobody really has any questions for Harbs because they talk to Harbs all the time.
Well, except he's been the coach here for 18 years and he's not under fire and he's got a contract.
Let me finish. My point is, from the press conference perspective, all the questions are going to be for Mike. I don't understand the point of Manzolino being there in the first place. Like, it just doesn't.
For all we know, Manzolino might have a coaching. He might already have a manager's contract that goes beyond the end of the season. All we know. I mean, the way they operate,
yes.
There's no, like, why? Cloak and dagger. Why is that not a possibility? It's completely a possibility.
I think it's a question.
They let the world go 9, 10, 11 months without knowing Elias had a new title and more money and the ability to hire his replacement.
I think a perfectly fair question in light of this Elias situation is to ask if Tony Manzolino's on the
Is he here because he's already got a contract? Yes, and this, yes. You're just running a con game about an alleged coaching search?
Well, you know that will get shut down immediately when because Mike's going to say, we don't talk about contracts when we're up here. We never talk about contracts.
Yeah. Well, he won't talk about length, but he can tell us if he's under contract for next season. Like, they need to have a manager.
They do.
Yeah, they'll be doing everything on the cheap, like always. So that means they'll probably keep their cheap fake skipper and their cheap fake coaching staff.
Well, it worked out well. They did finish better under him than they did under Brandon High, Jason.
He will finish with a winning record, Jason, regardless of what happens this weekend. Manzolino will have a winning record.
Yeah, he's a real winner. He's a champion. Thoroughbred.
Trevor Rogers will win. Ride him forever. And then they'll lose the other two. That's my prediction, alas. Baltimore baseball tonight. Coming up tonight, the final one of the year at 6 o'clock. It's cut from the same cloth edition. Bone and Ryan Ripken, 6 here on The Fan. Coming up next, though, Ravens Chiefs Sunday, 4:25. Is it a must-win game for the Baltimore Ravens? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.